Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I'm actually...
I can't wait to be that skinny Kendall. Why do skinny people know
how lucky they are?
Our lives are.
No, Cliff, they don't.
Do they?
No, I saw a skinny person yesterday eating a big old piece of chocolate cake.
Bitch!
And I hate them.
Grab a fiber bar and settle in. It's sassy time.
Cliff and Kendall. Two big old boys from Nashville grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Cliff.
Oh, Binky the Clown, how I have missed you.
Hey, kids. Oh, have you missed me, Cliff? I've got about an inch of dust in here in the podcasting studio that I'm dusting off.
I'm so glad that we got out of that damn storage closet that we were locked in a few weeks ago. That we finally, we were procrastinating last week.
Yes.
And
well,
now we're
back.
We're back lending a helping hand.
We are back. Now, Cliff, I wanted to call this show a helping hand job, and Mr. Snodbottom, he vetoed that because he is so prude.
So
which I thought that
prude.
Would be funny.
He is so prude. And Kendall, do people know, did they know that those episodes, the last seven episodes, were classic and pre-recorded?
I don't think they did. We never said so. But
they were good. They were some
good
shows.
Good episodes. No, they were good episodes. But Cliff has been off to camp. You were helping special needs people at a camp. And that is we salute you, Cliff. If my sound effects worked, I'd give you a clap.
Well,
but they don't. So
we've saluted the elderly. Next time we're going to salute me. A salute to Cliff.
That's next week's episode. But no, so the last seven episodes, other than the one that I did with Adam, were pre-recorded. Nevertheless, they were wonderful.
Nobody knew the difference. They were good. I would go back and listen to them again if I were you.
But so it has been so long, we're kind of rusty. My joints are rusty and my podcasting studio is dusty.
Tin roof rusty.
Dusty and rusty. But Cliff, I wish my dinger. Oh, I've got the old school dinger here.
Kendall, you gotta kick it old school. Get out that live dinger.
It's been so long, my keyboard doesn't work anymore. But so, we are not here to discuss the show about the last 7 weeks. We are here to discuss how to help people, Cliff. That's what
today's
show is
about.
Kendall,
I was under the impression this episode was a detailed recount of the summer up to this point on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
The summer of Ot 10. No, it's not. This week is all about helping
people. Let me get rid of all
people.
These notes that I have taken.
Our writers have given to you.
Tirelessly. Now, what are we doing? We're telling you, the listener, how to make the world a better place, right?
Yes. Now,
right,
Cliff, that's what we're doing. And do you know, first of all, what you can do, Cliff, is you offer help first. You don't wait for somebody to ask you for help.
Don't wait.
Because that's being rude, Cliff. That's not being helpful.
Don't
What is so funny,
wait.
Cliff? I am being helpful.
I know.
Also, you should put yourself...
Remember when your tip on the Give Peas a Chance episode, you were like, why don't you cook some vegetables? You gave that tip like five different ways. Why don't you add some vegetables to a recipe?
Cliff, my next tip is to offer help first. No, just kidding. My next tip, Cliff, is to put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Oh,
now,
moccasin.
That would be hard.
Moccasin
that would be hard
them.
In our... That would be hard in our case because our shoes are enormous and you
Until
could probably
you have
take a bath in them.
A mile in their moccasins. You have got to moccasin these people. Now, our moccasins are too big, are too fat, Kendall.
They are enormous.
You can get a group rate if you're going to walk in our moccasins.
A group rate.
It's like a sack rate, it's a three legged rate.
God. Okay, you can also listen, Cliff. Speaking of, you can listen to and pay attention to what other people are saying, because if you're not listening, then you don't care what they're saying, and you can't help them.
Did you hear that, listener? That means you have to pay attention when Kendall starts telling his jokes instead of zoning out and waiting for the comedy drum fill the way that we all usually do.
Now, Cliff, I think that's enough of the tips. But I do want to say that I helped somebody today.
Did you? With a hand job.
Oh, no. I was leaving work, and a friend of mine from work called, as I was driving down the garage, said, oh, my car won't start. And Cliff, being the helpful, wonderful person that I am, I turned that element around and drove my box right back up to her car. And I jump-started her car. Although, she was in a Volvo, and it took me like 30 minutes to find the battery.
Kendall, that is so helpful of you to have done that.
Wasn't it helpful? I'm such a good person.
It really was, Kendall. Now, what are some other things? Has there ever been a time in your life when someone helped you out?
How are we talking?
Help. Someone offered you a helping hand.
Cliff, I am so appreciative to all the people in my life that have given me a helping hand, and I have been very, very blessed of all the helping people.
So blessed.
I'm blanking on exactly what right now, but I have been helped a lot in my life.
Kendall, you need an attitude of gratitude, and possibly to keep a gratitude journal, and then you can
I think that is a good tip, Cliff, because if you can't remember what people have done for you, how are you going to thank them or know what to pay it forward?
Exactly.
And Cliff, that's no joke.
Kendall, is it not a joke?
Okay. Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
It's time for some bad jokes.
Oh, my God.
It has been so long. Did you miss that while you were at camp? Did you miss me saying it's time for some bed? How did you fall asleep at night without having jokes to go to sleep with?
I usually did go to sleep to jokes. I have to say that I don't think other famous podcasting hosts like Ira Glass, he probably doesn't dial up old episodes of This American Life to listen to on his iPod that much. But we do, because we put out a quality product and we just can't keep our hands off of it.
Exactly. Well, why don't you start us out, Cliff, with a bad joke?
Kendall, I want to ease us in. So this is a little bit of whimsy, a whimsical bad joke here, all right?
Oh, God, I'm worried. Okay.
Three very macho mice are standing around trying to outdo each other.
A bunch of macho mice.
I know. And the first mouse says, you know these little pellets they put out around the house trying to poison us? I love those things. I eat them like candy. The second mouse, not to be outdone, he says, oh yeah? Well, you know those mouse traps they put out to try to catch us? What I do is get all...
Oh, that was a funny joke, Cliff. You'll have to excuse Cliff, listeners. He is a little rusty, and he's getting his training wheels back on.
Now, our first lady might want to cover her ears right now. If you're listening, just cover your ears for the next 15 seconds, because you're not going to want to hear what I got to say.
Should I leave the room, Cliff?
No, you can stay in the room. Okay, while Rayanne's got her ears covered, what I started to do in the middle of that joke was to vomit a little bit in my mouth. Like, literally. I have vomit aftertaste. Okay, Rayanne is going to... Rayanne, welcome back to the show. I'm going to finish the joke. You didn't have to hear any of that I just said. So the second mouse, not to be outdone, he says, oh yeah? Well, you know those mouse traps they put out around to try to catch us? What I do is get on the trap, grab the cheese, and then flip over onto my back. And when the steel bar comes swinging down, I grab it and do bench presses with it.
Muscular mouse.
The third mouse says, you guys are really a couple of tough mice, and I'd love to keep hanging out with you here, but I gotta go fuck the cat.
Oh my God, Cliff.
What a macho mouse!
What a macho mouse! I I didn't know where that joke was going, and I was worried. So Cliff, my first joke is called this. Cliff, a man went to his boss's costume party with nothing on but a naked woman on his back.
Oh.
And his boss, he said, "What in the hell are you supposed to be?" And the man, he said, "Well, I am a snail." And the boss, he said, "What a load of crap." He said, "How can you be a snail when all you've got is that naked woman on your back?" And he said, "You've got it wrong. That's Michelle."
What?
That's
her name
Michelle.
Was Michelle.
Yes, but it's his shell. You get it?
Oh, now Kendall, why
I'm
don't
I'm easing back
guys...
into the jokes, Cliff.
Why? Thank you. Why don't guys like to perform oral sex on a woman the morning after a bang session?
I don't know, Cliff. Why?
Oh, Kendall, have you ever tried pulling apart a grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh, God, Cliff.
Kendall,
you could ease
this
in a little bit easier.
This is an anecdote of my life, okay? A girl, the other day, a girl was wanking me off. And when she looked up and she said, "My God, you've got an enormous penis." And
oh, my God,
that
this is such an anecdote.
It happens all the time, Kendall. And she said, "My God, you got an enormous penis." And I said, "Stop pulling my leg."
Cliff, why would you say such a thing?
I was just trying to keep the mood light with a joke or two.
All right, well, Cliff, this blind man, he walks into a restaurant and he sits down. And the waiter, who is also the owner, walks up to the blind man and hands him a menu. And he says, "I'm sorry, sir, but I am blind and I cannot read the menu. Just bring me a dirty fork from a previous customer. I'll smell it and order from that." Please hold your belches to the end. So, the owner, he's a little confused. He walks over to the dirty dish pile and he picks up a greasy fork. He returns to the blind man, hands it to him, and he puts it into his nose and takes a deep breath. And he says, "Ah, yes, that is what I'll have, meatloaf and mashed potatoes." So the owner, he thinks this is unbelievable. He walks to the kitchen and the cook happens to be the owner's wife.
And
he tells her what has just happened. So the blind man eats his meal and leaves. Now, several days later, same thing happens. He says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. I'll go get you a dirty fork." So he gets him a dirty fork. He breathes a big smell. He says, "Oh, I'll have the macaroni and cheese with broccoli."
Goodness, this joke. This is like a fairy tale.
The blind man eats it and leaves, Cliff. Rapunzel, let down your hair. So then the next day, the blind man comes back again, and he goes in there. He tells his wife, "Oh, my gosh, I want to screw around with this blind man." And so he says, "I want to test him." So he gets his wife to put her fork in her panties.
Oh!
Right? Then he takes it out, and her name was Mary. He takes it out to the guy, and the blind man walks in and sits down. The owner is ready and waiting with the fork. And he says, "Good afternoon, sir. This time I remembered you, and I am ready. I have your fork ready for you." So the blind man, he puts the fork to his nose, Cliff. He takes a deep whiff, and he says, "Hey, I didn't know Mary worked here."
Oh, my God.
What a bunch of sluts in that joke, Cliff.
That reminds me of one time you told a joke, and at the end of it, you said, "What a funny joke I just told."
Cliff, what a funny joke that just was that I told.
Kendall.
I'm such a funny fellow.
Yes. That one was like a fairy tale, and so is this one. Little Red Riding Hood was walking through the forest when all of a sudden, the big bad wolf jumped out and said, this is the big bad wolf talking, he says, "Take off your blouse so I can suck your tits."
Oh, what a crude wolf.
What a lewd and crude dude. Little Red Riding Hood pulls down her knickers and lies on the ground and she says, "Fuck you, eat me like the book says."
Oh,
Kendo.
What a dirty little Red Riding Hood that was.
Dirty little Red Riding Hood. I should have said, "Children, this is not a child's fairy tale." That's the unedited version that Grimm does not want you to hear.
Now, Cliff, it was a cold winter's day.
It's
and this old man, he walked out onto a...
in the winter. Remember that Dixie Chicks song?
He walked... Yes. He walked out onto a frozen lake cliff, and he cut a hole in the ice, and he dropped his fishing line in and began waiting for a fish to bite.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, he was there for almost an hour without even a nibble, and this little boy walked onto the ice, cut a hole in the lake not too far from the old man, and dropped in his fishing pole, and wham, he caught a big largemouth bass.
Wham.
So the old man could not believe it. So this went on and on. He kept catching fish. And the boy and the man says, "Son, I've been here for over an hour without a nibble. You have only a few minutes, and you've caught half a dozen fish." And the boy says, and the old man says, "What was that?" And the boy says, and the old man said, "Look," he said, "I can't understand a word you are saying." So the boy spit into his hand. And he says, "You have to keep the worms warm."
Oh,
that disgusting little boy, Cliff. Hey, that was probably little Johnny.
That was nasty. Let me cleanse our palate with this one.
Cleanse our palate.
A woman went to her doctor for a follow-up visit after the doctor had prescribed her testosterone, which is a male hormone. For those of you not in the medical community, she was a little worried about some of the side effects that she was experiencing.
Who wouldn't be?
"Doctor," she says, "the hormones you've been giving me have really helped, but I'm afraid that you're giving me too much. I've started growing hair in places that I've never grown hair before."
Oh, my God.
Oh, and the doctor, he just reassured her. He said, "You know, a little hair growth is perfectly, it's a perfectly normal side effect of testosterone. Just where has this hair appeared?" And the woman, oh, she didn't want to shock him, but she said, "On my balls." Oh, Kendall, the woman with testicles.
I think she may be taking too much testosterone.
Somebody call the Weekly World News. We have a lady with testicles in
Cliff, do you think if I start taking testosterone, my receding hairline will stop receding?
No, but your balls might get a lot hairier.
No, that's disgusting. Cliff, Bernie was invited to his friend's home for dinner.
Bernie?
Yes. Now, Morris, the host, he preceded every guest to his wife by endearing terms.
Oh.
Calling her honey, my love, darling, sweetheart, pumpkin, etc., etc., etc. So Bernie looked at Morris and he said, "That is really nice. After all these years that you still are married, you keep calling your wife those pet names."
He doesn't and even remember her name.
And Morris said, "To tell you the truth, I forgot her fucking name 3 years ago, Cliff."
Morris,
can you believe that bitch?
I could smell the stink of a lousy husband off of Morris, is how I do. Now, Kendall, finally, bad joke session. There were three prostitutes living together. And this was a very sweet situation. It was a mother, a daughter, and a grandmother. And one night,
do you know the address, Cliff?
One night, the daughter came home looking, she was looking very down. And, how'd you get on tonight, dear? Asked her mother. "Not too good," replied the daughter. "I only got $20 for a blowjob." "Wow," said the mother. "In my day, we gave a blowjob for 50 cents. Good God," said the grandmother, who grew up during the Depression, don't you know. She said, "In my day, we were just glad to get something warm in our stomachs."
God, Cliff. I've got to lay down and pray on that and take a break.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Do you often say to yourself, "I've got all this stupid jewelry that my idiot relatives left to me, and I want it out of my face.
Out of my face."
Well, if so, let me introduce you to CliffandKendallForGold.com.
Ooh.
Just send us your jewelry, silverware, or other shiny metals in a self-sealing envelope. And in 6 to 8 weeks, you'll receive something worth more than gold. A compact disc filled with a randomly chosen episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You could receive Tea Party in the USA, Clean Week, or even Cliff and Kendall on a Plane, just for sending us your old wedding ring, tennis bracelets, or teeth.
Ooh.
Visit CliffandKendallForGold.com to find out details on how you can get started today.
Today.
And now, welcome back to the show.
All right, Cliff, we are back. helping people.
We're so back.
We're helping people left and right. Now, Cliff, okay, let me ask you a question. What have you done in the past to help people?
And I do not believe in tooting my own horn.
Well, I'll toot your horn. You helped for all summer at that camp.
Yeah.
And you worked for City Year. You are such a wonderful soul, Cliff.
Guilty.
Our listeners applaud you. This is a salute to Cliff Week.
Hey, thank you, listeners. Thank you. Can I steal you for a minute? Kendall, you know, helping people is my favorite part of the job.
I thought it was, and it's time to help some more people, Cliff.
Good.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Ask Cliff and Kendall.
Oh,
Cliff, one of my favorite segments. I know it's your absolute favorite when we help people. Now, Cliff, why don't you start us out with our dear Cliff and Kendall?
All right, Kendall, Mr. Snowbone, he printed it out for me today.
Okay.
It starts off like that.
My God, let me tell the person in Pennsylvania that you should stop doing that, because that's disgusting.
Kendall, that wasn't a question. That was a statement at the beginning of me. It starts like this. Belch, dear Cliff and Kendall, I love your show more than life itself.
Oh, that's a wonderful start.
And have waited patiently for years to have a problem to ask you guys about, and was so happy when one finally cropped up. Here goes. I've been in a relationship with a fantastic man for 2 years.
Jesus. Just hold that thought until you're done with the dear Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, I'm reading this letter as it was written.
Word for word.
We are in our late 20s and have talked about marriage and our desire to have children. The problem is I've caught him looking at gay porn twice, and now I'm questioning whether his relationship is the real thing or a cover for his secret desires and or life. He insists that he was just looking at pictures and would never cheat on me. I realize that men can be curious, and there is a gamut of sexuality that doesn't preclude men from looking at other men. If this were the only problem, I think I could chalk it up to curiosity. However, he was on a dating website for men seeking men, I've never heard of that phrase before, and was looking in our suburb. If he were just looking at pictures, why not include men from all over the city? He doesn't really have an answer to that. I don't have proof of betrayal, but my gut has never been wrong about deception. I really want to believe him because our relationship has been great up until this point. And in parentheses, she says, our sex life has been normal from what I can tell from previous relationships. Am I just being stupid to believe he's straight? What do you think, Cliff and Kendall? And that's signed, Possible Beard in Panama City.
Well, what do Cliff, you think, Kendall? My gut is never wrong either, because it has a mind of its own. It's so large. But
it has a mind, a zip code, and a congressman of its own.
Vote for Congressman Gutso. Well, let's see, Cliff. Let's break this question down.
Okay.
First of all, let me just say, as a married man, I think, you know, the store may be closed, but you can still window shop around, right?
This is why you look at gay porn so often?
No, I'm saying if somebody's looking around, it's not an issue, I don't think. However, I think if he is going to dating sites, and I'm not even looking at this as from a gay standpoint. I'm just looking at this as a relationship standpoint, because a lot of people are bisexual. Yeah. And, you know, look at both kinds of porn.
Why not?
But I'm just saying, from a relationship standpoint, if he's looking, it's not a big deal. If he's looking at, like, you know, Match.com or whatever and trying to find a date, then it's a different story, and that could be a problem. What do you think?
I think that you're mostly right. I feel like, yeah. If he just wants to look at naked guys, you don't have to go to dating sites. There are a bajillion other ones.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And if you want to know my top 10 favorites, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com.
www.cliffandkendall.com. All right, Cliff. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm an 18-year-old woman, and I've been with my fiancé for 2.5 years. I love
him.
I love him, and I can't picture my life without him. However, over the last 6 months, he has become emotionally abusive. He's never wrong, gets mad if I disagree with him about anything, and he yells at me over every little thing. He used to treat me great, and now this. I miss how it used to be, and I cry almost every day. In the past, I always told myself I would never put up with anything like this, but I have been, and it gets harder every day. I know it's not physical, but emotional abuse counts for something, right? Or am I overreacting? Please give me some advice. I need to know there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's titled Sad in Las Vegas. Cliff, what do you think?
Break up.
Break the fuck up, because it starts with verbal abuse and emotional abuse, and it will only turn to physical abuse in the future, is what I think.
I've given my only... I would have said break up after the first line. I'm 18 and I've been engaged
for two and a half years.
Well, break up.
Cliff, we have one other person that actually called into the show for some help this week.
Oh my God, we are helping people all over the place.
We are. Let me play that right now for you.
Hi, Cliff and Kendall. I have a problem and I would love to have some help. So this boy emailed me, or messaged me, whatever you want to call it, and he wants to hang out, which I'm totally cool with. I don't mind hanging out with him at all, but I just need to know how to tell him that I have a boyfriend and I'm cool to hang out with him, but I don't want it to become anything more than that, and I don't want him to think that it is anything more than that. So if you have any advice, I would love to hear it. Thanks.
All right, Cliff, what do you think about that?
Say I have a boyfriend.
Now, okay. But now, how do you email somebody back? You're so helpful, Cliff. How do you email somebody back and be nice about it and not be too blunt and still be like, you know, like a nice person, like, oh, I would love to hang out with you. You want to be nice about the situation. So do you just be blunt and say, I have a boyfriend? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Will save this person heartache in the future.
Yeah, I guess you're
Unless
right.
Unless you are about to leave your boyfriend, then you don't have to say, dear person, I have a boyfriend. Go to hell. You can work it in. It's not that hard. Say, I have a boyfriend. People love me because I am blunt and lovable. And
you are blunt, Cliff. And that's all the help that we can dish out for today. Oh my God. That was so helpful, Cliff, that belch right there at the end. I don't know what I did before those belches.
I don't either. Kendall, I don't know what the kids are going to do.
Well, hold on now. Before the kids do anything, we asked a question on Facebook, and I want our listeners to be able to know what we asked. Okay? Now, the question was, what is the best way to lend a helping hand to someone in need? Now, we had one person respond to this, Cliff, and that was Nicole. And she said,
one person cares about helping hands.
Well, you know, everybody's not as helpful as we are, Cliff.
But everybody's not. That's a lesson we all need to learn.
But I would like to applaud Nicole for being so helpful. She said, when you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this will help things turn out for the best. Isn't that wonderful?
Give a little whistle.
Oh,
give
my God.
Give a little whistle.
Wasn't that wonderful, Cliff? But you're right.
Of course it was wonderful.
But you are right. The kids are saying lots of things these days.
What are they saying, Kendra? I can't get a hold on the kids.
Well, let's find out, Cliff. Okay. Let me tell you what the kids are saying. First of all, Cliff, have you ever heard of being blocked by Steve Jobs?
Yes, but I want you to tell me what you think about it.
Okay. This is the act or reactive measure when someone makes eye contact with you and then proceeds to plug in their iPod as a defense mechanism to prevent you from making a move on them. Have you ever been blocked by Steve Jobs, Cliff?
Not that I know of, but I have done that. Not necessarily to block cock, but to make people leave me alone.
I thought you were going to say to block vajayjay, and I thought, well...
To block vajayjay. Kendall, do you know what else the kids are saying? They're all the time talking about Steve Jobs, but they're also saying, not that.
Oh
they're
my God,
saying,
why would they say such a thing?
They're saying farting terms. Now, Kendall, wait. Farting terms is a milestone in a new relationship where both parties, male and female, feel at ease when breaking wind in front of one another, thus getting quite accustomed to it. And Kendall, I want everybody to know, all of our listeners out there, we are on farting terms with them. Farting and belching terms.
We
are so familiar indeed. With you as an audience. We're just so used to you hanging around. Just let me go.
Cliff, it's funny that you should mention farting terms, because my next thing that the kids are saying is called farticles. Do you know what a farticle is, Cliff?
I cannot imagine a newspaper article about farting.
No, Cliff. It is the particles of air that are contaminated after someone or something lets out gas. So that's like when you and I are doing a podcast in the same room, and I say, Cliff, your farticles are stopping up my nose.
I do not think that is the scenario that would happen. I think it would be me saying, Kendall, what is up with all these bottom belches that you are letting fly into this room?
Oh, these bottom belches are producing too many farticles.
Kendall, the kids are saying cold lamping. Do you know what cold lamping is?
I don't even know what that is, Cliff.
It's like a way of being inactive, chilling, similar to the cool temperature of a light in a lamp that has not been used in some time. You might say it, use it in a sentence like this. We was in the crib just cold lamping like we do.
Oh, my God.
And that's what we're just chilling.
What a bunch of idiots these kids are, Cliff.
That's all we do while we're on the show, Kendra. We're just cold lamping it. We might talk about helping hands.
Now, Cliff,
we might just cold lamp it today.
This next thing the kids are saying, we've been doing for years and we had no idea. It's called joke insurance, Cliff. And it is when two friends, or in parentheses, co-hosts, have a mutual understanding to laugh at each other's jokes, no matter how lame or awkward the joke is, therefore lessening the social failure of the bad joke.
You'll notice if you listen back, I don't do that as much.
Now, you kind of quit doing it. I don't have much joke insurance anymore. My HMO expired. Although
I want to give you a real world reaction to these jokes that you're telling. I don't want you to tell them in public and expect people to laugh.
I'm easing back I'm easing back into the jokes. But Cliff, another you know, part of that is joke poach, and that's when a joke is said quietly to a friend, and that friend repeats it loud enough for the entire room to laugh. That never happens to me. I tell a joke and people just be quiet. They don't say anything about it.
People just sort of turn the other way and they silently think, I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. After the sad music on our podcast, they just think to themselves, I'm going to pretend that didn't happen.
Exactly.
Kendall, the kids are saying Houdini.
Oh, my God, that sounds dirty, Cliff. What is a Houdini?
Kendall, as a man reaches climax whilst in the doggy style position, the man pulls out and spits on the partner's back, fooling them into thinking that he has ejaculated. However, when their partner turns around to congratulate them on their ejaculation, the man lets loose his baby yogurt in his partner's face and shouts, Houdini!
Oh my God, I just picture this person saying, oh, congratulations on such a wonderful orgasm you just had. Oh my God, what the fuck did you just do in my face? All right, Cliff. Now, I have one more, and I'm only telling you this one because this is an actual quote from one of the kids that I'm working with at work.
Oh, Lord.
I can't tell you how many times people at my work have insulted me for being old, Cliff. It is an everyday occurrence. They're like, oh my God, you're so old and fat. But Cliff, somebody said the other day, they said, fosh, which is for sure, or a shortened version of faux show. Fosh.
Punch them.
Fosh. Cliff, have you ever heard fosh?
Fosh. Nosh. And if I ever heard fosh, I would vomit. What I did earlier during the bad jokes where I threw up in my mouth a little bit and had throw up mouth, I would have that if I ever heard anybody use fosh in a conversation.
You heard it here first, listeners. Don't use it. Fosh. And that's all the time we have for what the kids are saying, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, these kids are killing me.
They're killing me, Cliff. They're killing me. I can't take it.
Kendall, I only need 1 minute. Can you put a minute on the clock?
Oh, my God. It's time for Cliff's
Minute. I want to help you know about the media.
1 minute. Cliff, why don't you help us out?
I want to help you know about the media.
Help us out. I'm going to give you 1 minute, and that is all you are going to get. Cliff, go.
Kendall, what is up with superstar hunk Mel Gibson?
Oh, my God.
I've been at camp. What is he doing to his career?
Cliff, he
has
went off the
deep end. I was looking forward to Braveheart 2, Lethal Weapon 5, and now I don't even know.
Cliff, I think we may be able to get him on our show.
I'm afraid of what he might have to say to us. Kendall, do you know that Sarah Palin,
bitch,
queen mother, idiot, has begun making up new words? She doesn't think the English language is good enough for her, so she's making up some new words, and she has coined the word refudiate.
Oh, my God.
She is just saying it all the time. She thinks she is Mrs. Potter Butter
she
Butter
thinks
Churn.
She is coined George Bush saying strategery. I think we're going to have a segment called What the Idiots Are Saying.
What the idiot? Now, people have called her out saying, excuse me, ma'am, refudiate is not a word. And what she tweeted out, like the genius
what
and literary scholar she is, she says, well, Shakespeare liked to coin new words, too. Gotta celebrate it. She thinks she is Shakespeare.
What an idiot. Somebody shoot her in the face, Cliff. Somebody
but
do.
Kendall, there is, from a helicopter, Kendall, there is good news.
Oh, no. What is it, Cliff? I'm so excited for some good news.
Glenn Beck is going blind.
Oh, thank God, Cliff. He won't be able to see us sneaking up on him to shoot him in the face.
Oh, he is losing some of his sight, and that's the truth, and I'm not sorry. I'm not your bitch. Don't hang your shit on me.
Well, sometimes revenge is a bitch.
Revenge is a bitch, and so are we, and we're obese. We're a lot fatter than revenge. Lindsay Lohan, she reported to jail this the other
Thank
day, you know.
God, and the world is a safer place.
Poor Lindsay.
Oh, poor Lindsay.
She was pelted with handfuls of glitter as she walked into the, but it looked neat when they played it on slow motion and seeing it. Now, she's only expected to serve probably 2 weeks if she does, if she has good behavior. Kendall, finally, in the media minute today, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
Freedom.
And Amy Adams is just another word for Janis Joplin in the upcoming Janis Joplin
you
biopic.
You are shitting me, Cliff. Can Amy Adams sing?
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
I think they should have got that dreadlock girl from American Idol to play Janis Joplin.
I think they should have gotten Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock to play Jackie Jordan Jump. is what I think.
Oh, my God.
Kendall, that's it. That's all the media that's fit to print.
That's fit to put on the airwaves. Oh, Cliff, I think we have helped so many people today.
I think with this extra long bonus segments, we're helping people is what we're doing.
Yeah, it's sad that we couldn't help more people, Cliff.
It is sad, but there's always next week.
There's always next week, Cliff. Now
there's always tomorrow.
Now I'm not going to say that the only help we're ever going to give is on this episode. If our listeners need extra help,
we've got so many helpful shows.
We do.
We've done and have yet to do.
And if our listeners need help, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. They can go to twitter.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or they can call us at 818-308-4FAT. And of course, they can search for us on iTunes by searching Cliff and Kendall. I almost forgot that little speech. It's been so long since we've done a podcast.
Oh, that was a right pretty speech. Kendall, do you have a quote?
I have two of them, Cliff.
First one. Well, you go ahead and start, since you thought this was a quote-filled quote-a-thon.
Okay, well, the first one is, he who gives when he is asked has waited too long. And that was from Sunshine Magazine. If you'll listen to the helpful hint I gave you earlier, then you would know that that is too long to wait.
It's too long. Oh, Kendall, the true meaning of life, I believe this. The true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit. And that was said by Nelson Henderson. And well, wasn't that beautiful and poetic?
You son of a bitch. That was my second quote, so I guess I'm done. You helped me out by not having to tell my second quote.
We scoured the entire internet and picked the same quote about helping.
That was so helpful, Cliff, of you. That was so helpful.
You know, some listener that we've got has an appointment that they're trying to keep, but they're like, I want to listen to the very end of this Helping Hands show. Well, now, and we're going to let them get to their appointment right now not having to say that extra quote.
Hold on. I have one other thing to say. While you were at camp, I went to a karaoke bar, and you know what I sang, Cliff?
Country roads, take me home.
Take me home, country roads, to a place I belong. Oh, Cliff, take us home down those
Thank
helpful
roads.
Thank you
for saying that for me this week.
You're welcome.
Thank
that was
you.
Being helpful.
I really appreciate it. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall, and I'm helpful, too. Thanks for listening.
Oh, we love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Some more people, Cliff.
Good. After the sad music on our podcast, they just think to themselves, I'm going to pretend that didn't happen.